T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the law offices of Jeffrey M. Leving.
Carpentry in the background with somebody building a coffin.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday.
I don't know how to control the outside narrative. I mean, this is a 162, right? I'm not going to ride that roller coaster 4 or 5 games in. Like,
it's a blast. In so many ways, it's a blast.
First pitch swinging.
Oh, and first pitch crushing! Oh, man! Lean into it!
Looking to the cosmos to see if there were answers there.
Out! Outrageous what he's done. This is absolutely Hollywood golden ridiculous for Yermín Mercedes.
Well, you might want to forget about the All-Star game and just send him to the Hall of Fame.
Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall!
Where'd Yermín go?
He went to Jared!
High in the sky through the Orange County night, and Luis Robert has it bounce off his glove.
Yep, bounce right off the top of his head.
Cry in your pillow!
Yeah, and you don't want to rub your head there because it's really embarrassing.
You got to keep in mind that it's not a baseball roller coaster.
Pitch by Boxberger. Bounce to third, glove by Robertson. Bobbles, picks it up, throws to first. Ball game over as Bryant bounces out to third.
I'm not going to ride that roller coaster.
Knapp hits a high fly ball, shallow left. Coming in is Yelich, a routine play. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
And we have to go back to the idea that this is a marathon and this is not a sprint. And I heard you, and it didn't mean a thing.
R-E-L-A-X. Yep. Relax. I don't want to relax.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
You'll find a way on the radio, I know.
Happy Rex Manning Day.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we have some baseball misery to discuss on a gloomy Thursday here in Chicago. Mike Florio will be lead our football conversation at 10. Liam Hendricks, White Sox closer, the South Slider, is going to join us at 10:30. We got the midday midway at 10:40. Got some Cubs talk at 11. Brooks Boyer is going to pop on at 11:20 to keep you as informed as you need to be as a White Sox fan if you are going to be heading to Guaranteed Rate Field either today or sometime in the near future. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That is the Score listener line. Powered by BetQL. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, that goes to BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. Your texts are in the text zone. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at RosenHyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We have the Odyssey app. That way you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact on Facebook and, of course, the Twitch feed. Hello. There's these cameras here. They see us here in the studio. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gerch handle that. Jay Zawoski is our EP. Jordan Malley is the guy on the board. And boy, that White Sox game went real sour real fast, and it appeared that nobody was at the helm of the team.
I have to parse my words because if I go off,
go ahead.
All right, where do I begin with this dumpster fire that was the sixth inning? First of all, Dallas Keuchel, why not just let him leave after 5? He was already having some issue when it came to his location. At that point, threw 23 pitches in the first. Let's set this all up. Throws 23 pitches in the first. Wasn't locating his sinker to, I think, where he would like it to be, where I know him to have it. So we already start to see some of the chaos that happens, right? So the sinker is not where he wanted it to be. You didn't need to have him in the sixth inning, but you also didn't have anybody warming up in the bullpen. That's mistake number one. After a 20-pitch inning, 20-plus pitch inning in a starter's outing, you need to be mindful of when you're going to have that arm warming up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't happen. That's a first inning where Keuchel had a pretty big pitch inning for him. That's not traditionally him. So nobody's warming up, which means you have to leave Keuchel in there for a couple more batters, a.k.a. the third time through the order. And that's where things started to get hairy, did they not? So his command was off to the first batter of the inning, walks the leadoff batter. Then there's chaos because Madrigal can't catch the ball, throwing errors lead to runners on second and third. Eaton faked it, then threw it away. He was attempting to hit Mendick at second. Keuchel doesn't know where the throw is because of what Eaton did. Then we start to see Foster warm in the pen.
Eaton has three errors in right field already.
That's your veteran, Adam Eaton.
He has three errors in right field already.
Already. Like, it's not just the infield that is causing problems here.
This is not a, it's not a blip.
Like, you know what I thought to myself while all this is happening? God help me. Everybody knock on some wood right now. You had better pray to the baseball gods to protect Luis Robert at all costs. What in the heck happens if he's out?
They almost had another collision.
You can't have Leury Garcia playing all the positions.
They don't communicate. The outfielders don't seem to talk to each other. How many collisions or near collisions does this team have? Figure it out.
Okay, so Foster starts to warm. They're up 4-1. Jake Lamb, by the way, good pickup because he saves that run against Murphy, keeps it out of the outfield. Crawford reaches for a ball outside by Foster. Change at 87. It's an RBI single. Sacrifice fly, hard hit ball, ties the game. Then we realize Foster can't locate the change.
How about the number of spoiled hard pitches, the number of foul balls? Like that to me, the story of that inning, too, was his inability to miss a bat when he had to miss a bat.
Correct. It was a high leverage inning. These are the ones that wear out arms, by the way. We do have that knowledge behind us. We have the knowledge behind us that we know that those high leverage innings, when you're throwing those high stressful pitches and you're doing it in succession and you continue to have more pitches pile up in an inning, that's what kills arms. Like, we know that, right? And you know, this is the vaunted Sox bullpen that we thought was the strength of the team, and they're having to go to them in the sixth inning now. That wasn't the plan. And that's a guy that you need out there. You need him on that wall. So we see that he can't locate his changeup, right? Especially outside of the right side of the plate. Like, that was an issue. So I'm just going through my notes here. Then there's the 11-pitch walk to France. 11 pitches, and there's still nobody warming up in the bullpen. Kyle Seager's next. Turns on a high fastball at 95, second pitch of the inning. Or second pitch of the at-bat. Three-run double. And that's when I wrote, this is outrageous. Then you have the RBI single by Marmolejos. 11th batter of the inning. He finally pulls Foster for Ruiz after 34 pitches. And I wrote, that is unacceptable. You had nobody warming in the bullpen.
I'd like to know what input the new pitching coach has. And I know that he doesn't have the gravity of Don Cooper. He's not the sort of outsized personality and presence that Don Cooper was. But at some point, if your phone is not ringing, the bullpen coach or whoever is down there, at some point, maybe you want to check in, maybe you want to touch base, say, hey, we're all here, you know?
And here's somebody on the text line saying, 815, Dallas should have backed up Eaton on the throw. He's standing on the mound. He didn't know where the throw was going right, because Eaton faked the catch. That's what makes it so crucial. Eaton thought he was pulling off a veteran move, but it worked out to nobody's favor because nobody knew where he was going to throw the ball. That's what made this such a mess.
Again, communicate. Defense is in large part communication. Know where you're supposed to be beforehand per your scouting report, and then know where you are after the ball is hit and who is supposed to go where. The outfield collisions, there's going to be more. There's more of these. Just say, yo la tengo, I got it. Or you go on first sound. I've heard coaches do that. The first guy to say something, the moment you say something, it's your ball.
These are the standard operating procedures in a game that minimize risk. Part of your job as a manager, as a player, Eloy Jimenez, is to minimize risk. It's to balance that risk reward. You needed to have somebody warming up in that bullpen. A lot of problems could have been solved. What are we doing?
We'll hear Tony La Russa's explanation next on The Score.
Molly and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
John is in Joliet.
I'm just glad that the Bears don't play 162 games, so that'd be dead already. I just, to watch, come on, White Sox, let's get it together because we're not supposed to be looking like this.
We were hoping for this kind of shutdown team and this great bullpen. That's still possible. This is just the start of something.
Molly and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station and Odyssey station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Terrific spirit, terrific competitiveness. You know, a couple of games got away that makes it a winning road trip instead of a losing road trip. But, I mean, I like a lot what I see about how we compete and the players and pitchers that we have to compete and not take responsibility.
Tony La Russa, not exactly distinguishing himself positively, I should say.
It's the worst fears of what you thought would happen realized. Like, what's the difference there between that occurring and what you saw out of Rick Renteria last year, if you want to be critical of Rick Renteria in this space? What am I missing? How is that bullpen management any more disconcerting?
Then bringing in Carlos Rodon in Oakland and how that all worked out and some of the panic moves.
No, that was still the worst. I love Ricky as a human being, but that was still the worst.
Just give yourself a chance.
I hope you enjoyed that half inning of Dane Dunning.
If you're going to err on the side of caution. Like, when in doubt, get somebody up. And then
Have had somebody warming to start that inning.
The worst
you
thing
probably
that happens,
should have had somebody warming before that, and then Keuchel wouldn't have started the inning.
And you don't want to dry fire a guy. I mean, obviously you don't. You want to have that guy up and loose and throw all those pitches and then say you have him not get in the game. Pitchers hate that, but you know what? It happens sometimes. And it does. And they understand it, and you would rather be in that situation than caught with your pants down. And they were caught with their pants down yesterday. And Tony La Russa, he took the blame for it, I think, he didn't understand it was happening in the moment, but it sounds like at least he understood what happened after the fact.
Well, we were in an excellent position going to the sixth inning, and I think the best way to explain the sixth inning, I mean, I did a really lousy job of managing that inning, and it really hurt our chances to win.
Can you expand on that, Tony?
I'd rather not. You watch the game. I did a lousy job.
I guess, is it a product of, I don't think you've had a start six innings long at this point. You're kind of, stretching some guys or is there any more depth to turn to?
No, I mean, we were really set up to pitch the last four innings of the game. I mean, we had all those innings covered. Just, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And we paid the price by all those extra runs. So, I mean, I don't enjoy saying it, but I enjoy it less trying to not take responsibility.
Tony, does it take a manager, especially one who's with a new club, so to speak? Does it generally take a few weeks to kind of get to know your bullpen, your personnel? That's not the case.
No, and because we had spring training. I mean, we had complete spring training, and I just messed up, man. It wasn't anything I messed up like that before. It's so therefore there are no excuses. So it's. No, it had nothing to do with not being familiar and all that. I just messed up twice.
Tony, you've been doing this a long time. I'm sure you had games where you felt like you didn't do right before. How do you move on from this? What's the way to kind of move forward?
Easy. I mean, it's easy. You don't want to lose. You don't want to mess up tomorrow because you can't let go of the day. So, you learn. Sometimes you learn more from issues than you do from things that work. But like I said, as the inning was getting along, it was obvious. So part of what you do is you take responsibility. That's what I'm doing. I'm not going to take it over till tomorrow. Anything worse than losing, costing a club a chance to win twice is to it wants us to do it twice. So
Tony La Russa taking responsibility, but here's the thing. He's not just like some random rookie manager. The whole idea was that he's the guy that has it all on lockdown. He's detail guy.
He's the Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Fame baseball person. This is the same thing as when they couldn't get the replay done in 20 seconds. He's here because of all the things they said about who he is and his resume and what he's done and everything that he's accomplished and everything he knows, and he's a lawyer and he speaks Spanish. You can't. Well, I got another. There's another one. That one got away from me. I couldn't call the replay, so we couldn't get that guy. And I guess another one got away from me. How many mulligans does he get?
Well, ask Jerry Reinsdorf that question.
How many did he get? He was hired. They're saying this is Mr. Detail, Mr. Attention to Everything.
That it's just, why am I, the woman who has never played baseball, pointing out the obvious in that you should have had somebody warming in the pen? You are the Hall of Famer. You've won 3 World Series. What am I missing here? Anybody?
But not take responsibility.
Bueller?
I mean, at least he didn't say it's not my fault and give you a bunch of excuses. That's usually the Adam Eaton rule. You usually ask him why you have 3 errors in right field. You'll get a long list of reasons why it's somebody else's fault. I mean, at least he sets the tone in that regard. But this is too early. We're too early into whatever this is to have him explaining away his failures already.
You know what's funny is that's the kind of stuff you look out for if you're watching David Ross's rookie season as a manager or Gabe Kapler or something along those lines. But that's not the standard for this person. That is not the standard for Tony La Russa. That's not the standard Sox fans have. That's not the standard that Jerry Reinsdorf has, the front office. When you hire that man based on his baseball resume and acumen and that standard, that's not the standard. And he didn't even get into what he thought was the problem. He just said he managed lousy. Well, was it that you would have rather had somebody in the pen? Was it that you didn't think Keuchel was locating as well enough as he should have on the first batter? Were you leaving Keuchel in because you had to now warm up somebody in the pen?
Just give yourself the option. Even if you're not going to bring that guy in, that is what a good manager does, is maybe get a sense when you're watching your guy or talking to people or communicating with everybody on your staff and knowing maybe it's not his day today. You know, just making sure that you've got the whole picture of everything that's going on. And I some of this too, I want to know about the communication. Is he talking to Ethan Katz in game? What do you think of him? What are you seeing? What are all the measurements telling you? What are we learning about his spin rate, about movement?
You don't even need to see that. Like, you could see what the issues were. That was a pretty cut and dried example.
That may be, but you still want someone to be tracking the stuff to make sure that your eyes aren't playing tricks on you on a given day.
You want collaboration?
I just want to know what I'm seeing. Hey, give me is his spin rate okay? Is everything all right? Like, is the movement okay on that? And maybe the guy goes, yeah, it's all right. It's within normal ranges. Okay, just making sure because something looked funny to me. You know, it's just casual conversation. You got all the time in the world to have somebody and to talk to the catcher. Talk. And figure it out and then see, you know, I normally wouldn't do this, and this wasn't how I sort of storyboarded the game. But how I'm gonna plug all these innings, but I think this is circumstances merit me getting somebody up here just to cover my ass.
That's the most frustrating piece of this. And listen, we could go on and on about the defensive errors too. But to me, it was just a really clear-cut procedural symptomatic issue after another.
This is Paul on the North Side on the Bernstein and Rahimi Show on the Score. Hey, Paul.
Hey guys, good morning. Yeah, totally agree that La Russa screwed that up yesterday, right? So I'm not going to even defend him for a second. But again, Steve Stone, who is genius level, color analyst, made the same comment. Jason Benetti directly asked him after about 3 batters when it was clear that they should have probably gotten that guy out of there. Are you surprised no one's warming in the bullpen? No, I'm not. I have no idea how he wasn't surprised someone wasn't warming in the bullpen, because they blew the game because nobody was warming in the bullpen, and they let that guy out there for, 7 runs. That was crazy. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that you guys hopefully can ask Stone about that, because that was his opinion directly to Benetti.
Oh, that's a very good point. Mm-hmm. And I want to credit Jason Benetti and Steve Stone, and even to their standard that we have for them, the way that they discussed that. That is not easy to do when you work for the team. And the way that they said that, and the way that Benetti and Stone presented it and discussed it, because that's what tipped me off. They weren't hiding anything. Like, we're not here to lie to people. But the idea being, why Stoney might have a better answer than anybody as to why nobody was warming. I didn't get it.
Maybe there's something we don't, maybe there's a piece of information we don't know. And I always think that that's a possibility when we discuss these things. But that, like you say, this seemed pretty cut and dry. This seems like you probably at least want to give yourself the option.
And then defensive issues, you've got to start. I don't know what you do to plan for that. I don't know if Adam Eaton wants to go rogue there. I see what he was trying to do. Like, the finer points of outfielding include faking catches. It includes dekes. It includes knowing when to double off runners. Those are the finer points of outfielding. I get that. And I get that Eaton wants to play with that.
Yeah, you earn the right to do that by making the routine plays, though.
It's just, once again, if you know that the infield is having problems, and this is a game where you see your starting pitcher or your relief pitcher laboring, what are we doing? You know, like, who stops and says, maybe I shouldn't do this right here, right now?
That's Leila Rahimi. She's salty today.
Did
not like what she saw. In case you're just joining
us. But, you know, because I went to the Cubs game, because the Sox game hasn't happened at home yet. Clearly, I only care about the Cubs.
Mike Florio joins us next. Liam Hendricks after that on The Score.
And I take responsibility.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!